91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the station. We sit and talk about what they're working on in school, we ask them about their future plans, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Colin Lynch from the U of A. Howdy, Colin.
Hey, how are you doing?
Pretty good. So what are you working on in school?
I'm really interested in figuring out how things called complex adaptive systems work, which is a really, really complex phrase for basically systems that just self-organize themselves from the bottom up. I spent a lot of time in the military, spent about 5 years serving as a medic for the Army National Guard, spent a lot of time taking orders from the top down. But as it turns out, most systems in nature don't work that way.
They go from the bottom up.
Exactly. If you think about a school of fish, the way that they're able to like move through the water, there's no one fish that's in charge. Instead, they just pay attention to the fish around them, and where the other fish swim, they swim as well. So my job in school, I think, is to figure out how that works from a neurological point of view.
So neuropathways.
I actually don't really care about the neural pathways.
Oh, yeah?
Much.
Okay.
Instead, I like discussing the theoretical aspects of, you know, of brains. So I like discussing what it is that they're doing from a general mathematical point of view.
So it's a formula.
Yes. I come up with the formulas that tell the fish what to do. And then we see whether or not those formulas can result in the same group level behaviors that, you know, we see in the schools of fish or in my case, ants.
So you're studying ants in the lab?
Yes.
Do you have to paint them different colors with a teeny tiny paintbrush?
Oh, yes. Actually, we have a paintbrush, but we took off the bristles from it, but then and it just attached a paperclip to the end of it. And then we dipped the paperclip into the paint and used that to create our color codes.
Okay. So then you have a formula that determines what the ants are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just wait and see if they do what you think they're going to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so my formulas will make different predictions about how the ants are going to behave, and then we see whether or not the ants actually do behave that way.
So how often are you right?
So far, I'm batting 0 for 3. I won't stop trying, though. The formulas work. You just have to make them work.
In theory.
Yeah, in theory.
Okay, so what are you going to do after you're done with school?
After this, I want to go off to graduate school and get my PhD in cognitive science, where I can really make these simple models that I'm taking for how brains work and make them much more complex.
You can take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, I do want to become a professor at a research university and continue working on this and also teach and do all the other fun things that professors do.
Sounds like research is kind of your passion there.
Oh, yeah. It's taken me a long time to find it. I thought I was going to be an Army veterinarian for the longest time, but as soon as I got into the lab and saw the ants, I was sold.
Do you guys have like a giant ant farm?
Yeah, it's called Mount Lemmon.
It's an island.
So, yes, an island in the sky. Yeah, I love going up to Mount Lemmon.
Do you ever listen to music while you're driving up the mountain?
Oh, of course.
Well, what kind of music do you like?
Yeah, I love me some rock opera. So I will, I tend to listen to a lot of movie soundtracks that incorporate a lot of classical instruments, but then we'll also bring in some like, you know, rock elements from like The Who or, you know, the Eagles, and I think movie soundtracks in particular are excellent at invoking specific emotions that are supposed to go with the scene, but if you just like listen to it by itself, you still feel the emotions.
You know, neural pathways.
Oh no.
Hey, Colin, this has been so fun. Thanks for coming down to the station.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.